Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's go with this statement that came out yesterday, Rob, by an NFL draft. He was on the show, Matt Miller, right? He was on our show, and he did his latest notes and rumors, and he talked to a lot of people around the NFL. And one NFL draft evaluator was asked by Matt, what quarterback he expected to be the best in the NFL. All right, Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson. This is what he said. The best QB from this class will be the one San Francisco drafts. And I don't care which one they pick. He'll be the best one given that staff, Kyle Shanahan, head coach, and supporting cast. There it is. You rolling with that. That's high praise. If I didn't know better, I think that the NFL evaluator was Mike Shanahan or John Lynch. But it wasn't. So what are your thoughts?
I just think that they've gone so outside, you know, crazy over Shanahan and what he's able to do. Everything, they never talk about that he can't win you a Super Bowl, that he costs you a Super Bowl at the end of games. So for all the praise of Shanahan and the family name and all that, I get it. And he's the smartest guy in the room and what he can do to this guy and that guy. I'm not there. I'm not buying into that at that extreme. If that was the case, then he would have figured out a way to win the Super Bowl down the stretch when you're up by, what were they up? By 10 points with 8 minutes to go, Chris,
over
or whatever
Pat Mahomes,
it was.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Yeah, well, that was it. 10 with 8 minutes, I believe.
Yeah, whatever, 8 minutes to go. And he would have called the right plays at the end of the freaking New England Atlanta Super Bowl at the 22-yard line, first and 10 in field goal range. And he blew that when he was the offensive coordinator. I mean, you know what I mean? So
well,
I'm not all in on Shanahan as everybody else is. And I'm not so sure that whoever goes there is going to be the best quarterback in the draft. Because I think there's more to it. A scheme is important, Chris, and I get it and I understand it. But you have to have talent. I don't care. I don't care what the scheme is. If you're not as talented, you might not be able to make those throws. Or those plays are open, Chris, but you can't make them because you're not as accurate. Or your arm's not as strong. So I
agree.
I don't think it's just strictly, oh, yeah, well, he has these great plays and these guys will be open. Can the quarterback get the ball there?
There is a, and this goes for all the sports, Rob. There are people within the leagues, and I think a lot of it's there, not the analytics guys, not just them, but there are guys that just revel in the creativity and, you know, the imagination of coaches. And they are enamored with guys that are ultra creative and do this and that. And that's the type of stuff you hear about Kyle Shanahan. He's a genius, right?
They pick out a handful of guys, Chris, and they right. And once they get that tag, Eric Mann Genius. That was his nickname.
Right, right. At one point, there were people feeling that way about Adam Gase.
Right.
I mean, really. And I'm not – obviously the dude knows football. He's been around football his whole life. Obviously his dad was the great coach. And so nobody's questioning his ability or his knowledge of the game. But, Rob, you bring up a good point. And the fact of the matter is this. When they were up 20-10 with 7.5 minutes left against Kansas City in the Super Bowl – Shanahan and the 49ers had a 95.3% chance of winning.
And Chris, 95.3. They were running the football the whole game.
And the whole postseason.
It ain't like they weren't running the ball. That's the part that didn't make any sense, is that they were running the football.
Rob, to bolster your point again, in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, when they're up 28-12 with 9 minutes left, he had a 99.6% chance of winning.
That's when Arthur Blank came down from his booth, Chris, came down from his box.
Right. Look, everybody thought it was over. And here's the deal. A lot of the guys that people praise for all the knowledge, he's taking it to another level. He's a genius. They get too cute.
Right, they want to prove that they're the smartest man in the room.
Right, it's not about you. It's about your quarterback. It's about your running back, your tackle, your center, your wide receiver. They're the ones. And look, coaching is important, especially in the NFL.
It is. And
more than any other sport. In the NFL, coaching is big time important. So not ripping that. But when you, Rob, I'm not a football genius. You're not a football genius. But we knew, run the dang football.
Chris, when Julio Jones made that catch, you remember the play. It was 3rd and 1 million yards. He makes a great catch on the sidelines that sets up the Falcons 1st and 10 at the 22. I'm not a football coach, Chris. I already know I'm in field goal range, right? At the 22. All I need to do is run the football 3 times. I could have kneeled down at the 22 and have a makeable field goal. If I make a field goal, I'm up by 11. Tom Brady can't beat you. Chris?
Rob, you're right.
I'm not a football coach.
Because I have no problem with – I was pulling for Brady. And I was pulling for Mahomes, so I got no issue with it. But I'm just saying, my goodness, what are you doing? And, Rob, you know what it reminds me of? Now, it's a little different. It's a different situation because Shanahan had these games in the back, okay? So it's different. However, you know what it reminds me of? I'm gonna ask you to guess it. I'll give you a hint. We just saw it in this year's NFL playoffs, NFC. Care to, what you think I'm talking about?
Green Bay?
Matt LaFleur.
Right. He's another one. They've dubbed him a genius, and I'm with you. I mean, you gotta live and die with Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry.
What? I mean, sir, it's two. What was it? 2.5 minutes left.
Chris, in the red zone last year, the Packers had the best red zone efficiency in 20 years. Nope, 20 years, Chris. And in that situation, I get it. It wasn't 3rd and 4, Chris. It was, 4th and 3 or 4th and 4, which you would feel better about. But you can't give up the football with that little bit of time left. You just can't do it. I'm sorry. I'd rather go down. If you're telling me you're going to stop them, right? Because that's what he's saying. Then I'm going to try with Aaron Rodgers.
You still got to march.
Right? I'm going to try with Aaron Rodgers. If he fails, then my defense has to stop him there.
Right.
It's the same exact thing. I got to get a stop either way. So why not go for it? They would have the ball in the same exact, right? What's
terrible.
The difference?
And Rob, here's what it is. And I'm going to take it to other sports. Some scouts, some executives, they think it's about them and they're playing fantasy football, basketball, whatever. David Griffin, struggling right now in New Orleans. All that talent, you hired Sam Van Gundy,
it's
not looking good.
It's
right?
bad.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun in Cleveland winning with LeBron James. It wasn't fun. It was terrible. Whatever his quote was, that's the essence of it. It ain't about you having fun, dude. It ain't about you getting to build a team. How about Jerry Krause, Rob?
Yep.
Was tired of having Michael Jordan there getting all the credit for winning. Jerry, it's not about you. Count your freaking blessings, dude. You were a White Sox scout. You were a Chicago White Sox scout.
I would have been, you know
Jerry
what I would have done?
Would have made you the general manager of the Chicago Bulls.
I would have jumped on that bandwagon and kept riding and leave
Thank
it, let
you.
It, let it ride, let it ride. All
it's
I got to do is not
athletes,
not mess it up, right? Just don't mess it up.
Count your blessings. You're getting paid 6 and 7 figures and you've got this otherworldly player or team in Kyle Shanahan's, a Super Bowl team perhaps. And you want to screw it up because you want to get cute, because you want some credit, because you want to, flex your muscle. You want to be creative. Stop it. Stop it. All right. We throwing it out to you guys. Rob and I got hyped about this, but am I wrong, Rob?
No.
I'm just saying. It's about the players.
I've seen it too often, and guys try to be cute. I brought up a Bill Parcells situation before. He did it once, wanting to be the smartest guy in the room. Instead of just let the players play. Let those guys who you know can play, play. Stop being cute.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob might block you. I'm just putting it out there as a warning. But still, you can try to follow him at Fox, at Rob Parker, at F, or at Rob Parker FS1
and Chris,
on Twitter and Instagram.
If somebody gets in my way or says something foul or some bad language or does something, this is what happens to them. It's my Twitter, and I'll block if I want to. Block if I want to. Block if I want to. You would block, too, if they tried to diss you.
That was good. That was good, Rob.
You know where that song is from?
Yeah,
you know the song?
It's my party.
Right.
And I cry for
Leslie Gore. Yes, Leslie Gore. Very nice.
The only way I know it, Rob, is I'm thinking back. One, you know, as a kid, when we'd watch all these shows, they'd have those commercials for all the, you know, these compilation albums with all these hits.
Oh,
songs.
Yeah, right, yes.
And, or was it from Happy Days or Laverne and Shirley? You know, was it in that one of those shows at one point? Because
it might have been.
I remember the
Leslie
song
Gore,
very
right.
well.
Oh, yeah, that's a big time song. It's My Party by Leslie Gore. All right,
right.
So.
All right. Look,
don't mess
I won't
with
block
me.
You. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram.
The difference is that Chris won't read your tweets. I'll read them. I'll make a decision.
Do what you want to. I take them as they come. Bring your heat, bring your fire, and I'll just let it go. You know, I won't come back at you. Just let it go. Bring whatever you want.
You already know Chris ain't reading them. Listen to him. Do whatever you want.
Why you think I'm not reading them?
Nah, be bold.
It's all good. I'm a public figure. Be bold. Come at me. I can take it. We got Eddie House at the bottom of the hour. NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio, NBA analyst. And Rob Parker. Right now, you got the Golden State Warriors and the Washington Wizards playing. And Steph Curry is on the roll of the season. He is balling out of his mind. Now, he's leading the league in scoring. Oh, what's he going to do without Klay? Is he still that guy? Durant's gone. He's about to be exposed. He's leading the NBA at 31.4 points a game.
Is their team winning? Are they over 500?
Well, when he plays, they're 28-22. Okay.
I'm just asking about the team.
That's actually better than what LeBron was with the Lakers in his first year. So Steph is balling out. They're 1-7 without him. They don't have much. They got beat by 50 without him.
Yeah,
so
he
ain't out there. He's out there with a G League team, essentially.
He was on the bench. Go ahead.
He's out there with a G League team. Rob, he's shooting 43% from Trey and 49% overall. The dude is balling. In the last month of the season, he's averaged 40 points a game. And now the drum roll has begun. Is Steph Curry the MVP? This is a year, Rob, I remind you, when the top players from the top teams are all hurt. LeBron's hurt. James Harden's hurt. Kevin Durant's hurt. Joel Embiid's missed tons of games. And then the other guy, Kawhi's out. Donovan Mitchell's out. Now, he wasn't really in the race anyway, but he's out. People saying this could be what better year to give it to a guy that's not winning than now because all the winners are injured. And he was asked the question, Rob, by Rex Chapman, former NBA player, on a podcast. And Steph, he said, are you the MVP? They asked him. It was Rex co-host that asked it. And he said, I got to be. Oh, we got the sound. Here we go.
Real quick, are you the MVP this year?
I mean, I got to be. I got to be.
Okay. All right.
I probably won't get it, but whatever.
No, don't say that.
Keep going like this, and that nobody will be able to.
I'm just
you
setting
keep
it.
This
I like,
going.
I like to be dramatic sometimes, so I'm just setting the table.
I know you do. I know you do.
All right, Rob Parker, your thoughts?
Softballs all over the place. There you go. That's what you get when athletes interview other athletes. just softball city. Why don't people even listen to that
Rob
stuff?
Takes that very personal.
I do, Chris. I went to journalism school. I'm sorry. I take it personal, and it's fine. It's fine. Don't get me wrong. When they dress people up and act like they're reporters, I have an issue with it.
They're in a costume?
Yeah, that's a costume.
Halloween costume. I'm a journalist.
Players interviewing other players from questions written by other people. Like, come on.
And all of them are soft.
I
agree with you, and we've talked about it, how a lot of times you don't get the follow-up question. You know, you might hear somebody say, me and LeBron play one-on-one all the time in the summer. It never crosses their mind to ask, who wins?
Right. Or
you beat LeBron, really?
Follow-up, Chris.
Right.
Or when they had Nate Robinson on after he got knocked out on that podcast.
Right. I'm sure he told him, look.
But Chris,
Would
we have had him on the radio show if you wouldn't talk about it?
Look, we got to ask you. You can comment.
Right, but we're asking you. No doubt. All right, but anyway.
But here's one thing I will give him, though, Rob. There is a comfort level, generally, of an athlete with an athlete. And so you do get to see them in a different light than you typically do with journalists. I'll give you that. That's worth something. But you're not going to get the hard-hitting questions and stuff like that. But you do get something out of it just because you get to see them.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they feel like I got a cupcake in front of me. All right, he's not going to.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about that. And I'm not saying that, Chris. all writers have to attack people, but there are certain questions and things, you just said it, about follow-ups, right? When a guy gives you something, that's what you're listening. That's why you listen to the interview. Anyway, Steph Curry pulling a page out of LeBron's book, trying to politic for the award. Just play, Steph Curry. Just play.
Well, it got to be mine. It's mine. Well, they're not going to give it to me.
Rob, he's averaging 41 points this
That's
month.
That's nice. And you know what? Kobe Bryant averaged 35 and scored. What did he score? 81 points in the game? And they didn't give it to him. He finished fourth. Chris, and I get that there's injuries, but is Jokic not playing or am I missing something? Is this PER, Chris? Does that not matter now all of a sudden? I don't know.
The analytic geeks. My number one vote. Yeah,
I'm asking you, the analytic geeks, does it not matter now? Is it just Steph launching up threes? I'm asking you.
The analytics geeks do love Steph. You know that.
I know they do, but more than Jokic?
Nah.
I'm asking you.
Look, Jokic is going to win. Unless he gets hurt, he's going to win. Or, unless they totally fall off the map.
You know there's a lot of fanboys in the media now.
I would be shocked at this point. Again, unless they fall back in the pack without Jamal Murray or he gets hurt, he's going to win. He's going to win. And, look, here's Steph's chance. Do this the rest of the season, which is about another month, so you got, 14 more games. So basically average 40 for 2 months of the season.
Yeah, okay, right.
And get them up to the 5 or 6 seed. And the only way 6 seed will work is if Denver comes back closer to you. So maybe you're a game behind Denver, That's the only hope he has. Because winning does count. So I'm with you on that, Rob. But here's what I got to say. I love it! Steph, do you, baby, do you? Rob Parker, this is exactly the mentality you got to have if you want to become an all-time great player out of Davidson. Davidson, you can't just come out of Davidson and be Mr. Nice Guy. You can't just come out of Davidson deferring to cats. You can't just come out of Davidson thinking James Harden and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and LeBron James and Damian Lillard are better than you. The only way you come out of freaking Davidson and change the game of basketball is if you got this kind of heart. Well, you can say, and you know it's going viral. You know it's going national. You know they're going to be debating it the next morning on the TV talk shows. And you still got the guts to say, yeah, you darn Skippy. I'm the MVP.
Well, tonight.
Jokic.
Can I give you tonight?
Now, I'm the MVP.
Steph, wait a minute. I want to give you, this is your MVP. Bow down to Steph, the MVP, who's 2 for 10 tonight. Because the pixie dust is worn off. 4 points heading into halftime with 5 turnovers. That's the Steph Curry I know. I knew it. Because now with the spotlight on him and it matters now. Now that he's re-entered the race. Things have gotten tight on him. What happened, Steph? 5 turnovers? Was this like the turnover he made in the finals?
I bet you he ends up with 30.
Wait, do you remember in the finals?
I bet you he ends up with 30.
In the final minute or whatever, he turned the ball over doing a behind-the-back pass. Do you remember that?
Here's what I remember. Here's what I know about Steph in the finals. He averages 27 points a game in the NBA finals.
I remember.
That's what I know.
I remember Iguodala winning the MVP. That's what I remember.
I don't care about the MVP. 27 points a game in the NBA Finals, more than Kobe Bryant, more than Larry Bird, and so many other greats.
How about when he choked down the 3-1 lead?
He only averages 23 in the regular season.
Do you care about that?
Huh?
When he choked down the NBA Finals, does that bother you at all? No, nothing?
I mean, it ain't to bother me, but it happens. Kevin Durant choked down the 3-1 lead
Nobody ever did it in the finals, Chris.
James Harden choked down a 3-1 lead.
Never in the finals.
Chris Paul choked down a 3-1 lead.
That was a 73-win team, Chris.
I'd rather do it in the finals than do it in the first or second round.
He had his Tom Brady moment. It's the same exact thing. The Patriots were 18-0.
Tom Brady and Steph, boy, Tom Brady and Steph, right there.
They're the same guy. They're the same guy. That's an insult.
Yep. Yep.
My goodness.
They need other people.
We can only hope to be in the same sentence with Tom Brady or Steph Curry. They need other people. They need Iguodala to win an MVP.
Who do they need? Oh, gosh. They need Iguodala. He averaged 9 more points than Iguodala in that series.
He held LeBron under 50. That's what it
right.
That's why he got awarded.
And guess who was guarding Iguodala? Timothy Mozgov from underneath the basket. While Iguodala was sitting out in the corner at the three-point line. Come on, man. I don't know who were the voters, but that is a travesty.
No, that was one time travesty. When they weren't acting
he
like a
homer. He had 37, I believe, in the clincher. Unbelievable. But, Rob, I like it. I like it, and you like it too. You deep down inside, you like it. The gumption, the audacity to say, yeah. So we the 9th seed. So what? Ain't nobody playing better than me.
2 for 10. Four points, that's for data. 5 turnovers tonight. There you go.
How many is he gonna end up with, Rob? How many is he gonna end up with?
He's gonna end up with 14.
Really? You want to bet?
Take that for data.
I bet you he has 30.
He's got four now. It's going to be a bad night. No, he's averaging. You said he's averaging how many? 31?
He's going to get 40, but he's going to get 30. He's averaging 40.8 this month.
Why? Let's bet that. He has a big second half, Chris. What are you afraid of? 30? He's your MVP.
Well, hold on. You said 14. Here we go. Closer to 30 or 14 of wings, lemon pepper.
Cool? 14 or 30.
You said 14 points. So whatever he's closest to. If he's closer to 30, I win. If he's closer to 14, you win.
All right, let's do it.
All right, wings, lemon pepper for me. If it ends on 22, you guys
got to buy me and Alex wings.
That's fine.
Right. Okay, that'll work.
That's fine.
Exactly 22.
I want my wings from the hotel we stayed in Miami for the Super Bowl.
Well, you know how much it costs to get wings from Miami?
Call them and have them shipped to Chris Broussard.
From Miami? Rob G, those wings in Miami were great at that hotel.
Yeah, they were bougie, but I loved them.
They were really good. I don't even think they were
on the menu the way you guys were ordering them, but because, you know, it's Broussard and Parker, they're like, yeah, we'll hook you guys up. Right? Because you guys were ordering them, and I don't think they were on the menu the way you were ordering them.
They weren't even lemon pepper. They were garlic parmesan, weren't they?
Yeah, I think. They were so good. Yeah. But they did hook us up, though.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments. where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let's get into this, Rob. We talked about it briefly in the first hour with our guest. But Zach Wilson, who everybody seems to think is going to be the second pick of the draft, going to the Jets. Interesting story in The Athletic today. They talked to, you know, NFL evaluators, coaches, executives, GMs, things like that, scouts, guys that measure talent, who can play, who can't in the league. And the first two coaches, they gave positive feedback on Zach Wilson. But one coach, Rob, a quarterback's coach, all right, he said that he thinks Zach Wilson and the Jets is a bad marriage, and that Zach is going to fail. Here it is. Quote, "The good with Zach Wilson is really good, but the bad can be really, really bad. And when he goes to a bad team like the Jets and he's trying to win games, those are big concerns. To me, he's kind of like Patrick Mahomes coming out of college." Not a bad comparison. If you know, I'd love to be compared to Pat Mahomes. "People think now about Mahomes," the quote goes on, "as the Super Bowl winning quarterback and how great he is now. But coming out of Texas Tech, he was not this surefire guy. He was uber talented arm-wise, and he does a lot of stuff that is really sexy now, but he threw a lot of bad picks, and his decision-making, I thought, was really inconsistent. With Wilson, Zach Wilson, you see a lot of, why would he even try that? When he gets to the NFL, he's got to retool his game. And you're going to have to let him learn what he can throw and what he can't throw. But unlike Mahomes, Zach won't have Andy Reid to coach him and a year behind Alex Smith to learn from. I could see Zach being a Pro Bowl quarterback quickly, like Justin Herbert, or I could see him being like Drew Locke. If I had to bet money, I'd bet it doesn't work out for him with the Jets. Zach playing right away in that market with his style, woof, that'd make me really nervous." Now, Rob Parker, you know that market. New York, what do you think?
I think that's a long way. I don't know who the executive is or
quarterback coach.
Yep. Quarterback coach or what his history is or axe to grind or I have no idea. I just think that's a long way to go to try to figure out who's going to be good and you know, you got a new coach, new people there. This isn't Gase, Chris, where it was awful the last couple of years. I think this is just a reach to really figure out. I mean, as bad as the Jets are, I mean, get it. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969, Chris. I get it. They did go to the AFC Championship game twice with Rex Ryan. That wasn't 100 years ago, was it?
Feels like it, but no, it wasn't.
But am I right, though? They went to Foxborough. They beat the Patriots, if you remember.
Right.
Who was the
right.
quarterback? Mark Sanchez.
They won a Super Bowl.
Right?
They won a Super Bowl, Rob.
Who?
The Jets.
That was in the 60s. I'm just talking
I know.
About,
I'm just saying. They won a Super Bowl.
Right. But my point is, like, know, don't act like nothing has worked there for 100 years. Go look around. Do your research. Do your homework. Try to find how many quarterbacks have four playoff road wins in their career. Four road playoff wins. Not a lot of people. The Jets did it during the run with Sanchez and Rex Ryan. My only point is, you know what? Him stepping out on the limb saying it ain't going to work for the Jets is easy, Chris. Anybody can say that. They haven't had enough success over the last number of years. They drafted Sam Darnold. That didn't work out with Gase. So for him to say that is not that big of a leap of jumping out there and saying, oh, this isn't going to work. Because most of the time, 50, 60% of the time, Chris, quarterbacks don't work out. That's just the reality of it. I don't care what you did in college. Most of them don't work out. I think more don't than do.
Absolutely. I mean, look, Trevor Lawrence, folks are raving about. Zach Wilson, folks are raving about. I was watching something the other day, Rob. They were just talking about one throw at the pro day, no less. One throw at a pro day, and they were making it legendary. And it was a great throw, but still,
come on. Right. Like,
you're not wearing pads. There's no defenders, not even defensive backs, all right? So Justin Fields, they're raving about. Trey Lance out of North Dakota State. They're raving about. All of a sudden, Mac Jones is the cat's meow. I mean, Rob, probably at least three of these five dudes won't be that good. Am I wrong?
Right.
Probably at least three, and maybe four, or maybe all of them.
We just don't know. We really don't know who can adapt, whose game goes to the next level. It's hard to just say, oh, well, he had success in college. Trevor Lawrence might not work out. He won all those games.
He might not, right.
Maybe in that system, no matter what. I mean, and even if you go back to, and they say since, right, a prospect since Peyton Manning, is that what they're talking about? Or Andrew
no,
Luck?
No, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck.
But anyway, Peyton Manning, did he start out House of Fire, Chris? He threw a ton of interceptions. It was bad early on.
Right.
He got there. And became a great quarterback and put up
great
numbers.
Well, now they aren't that patient. If he had a rookie year this year like he had.
Right.
Oh, I mean, granted, it was different at that time. I mean, you could actually
Peyton Manning's first 3 years, Chris, weren't great. Go look at the numbers.
You could hit. Well, remember, the numbers now, you know, I bet you can go to some of his numbers in his great years and they wouldn't look great as great now. You know what I'm saying? Because the numbers are so different nowadays. Interceptions mainly is the big thing. But the point is this. Here's what I'll say about this quote about Zach Wilson. I think Robert Saleh, none of us know what kind of head coach he's going to be. But so far, the reviews are raving, right?
Right.
I mean, the players in San Francisco loved him. You know, everybody's talking very, you know, positively about him. So I think, you know, that's a positive. Joe Douglas did not choose Adam Gase. Joe Douglas seems okay. I mean, we'll see. But he seems solid. You know, you made a good point that it wasn't that long ago when they were actually one of the best teams in the AFC.
Yep.
So it's not this just horrible franchise that has never
that
had
never got it right.
any semblance right. of success. Right. And the other thing is this, Rob. Weren't they saying the same thing about Cincinnati and Joe Burrow?
Yep.
Don't you now, remember? Granted, they didn't win much, but Joe Burrow did his thing, right?
Right. He shouldn't go
there. He did
there.
His thing. And if you're that guy, then you're going to be able to turn that place around. If you're that guy, you're going to be able to impact the culture because you're the quarterback. It's there for you to do it. If you are the quarterback and you have that type of personality and leadership, you will affect the culture. Now, if you're not that guy, it doesn't mean you can't win because maybe there's another person in the locker room, right? A linebacker or some veteran superstar who drives the culture. That's fine. Maybe the coach. But ideally, it's the quarterback. And if you're that guy, you're going to step in there and change things. And so that must be stated when you talk about this. Now, I will say this, Rob. Zach Wilson, I saw a little bit of him. I'm not going to act like I've been devouring tape on Zach Wilson. But I've seen a little bit of him and obviously read a lot and heard a lot of people talking about him. He seems, they say he's, you know, the guy that'll try any pass and a bit reckless. You know who that sounds like?
Brett
Sam
Favre?
Darnold.
Oh.
Well, yeah, Favre too. But Sam Darnold, Rob, at USC was like that. He threw picks. He tried, you know, impossible throws. He was careless, reckless, and he was outstanding at times too, obviously. He was a number three pick. But remember, Rob, now everybody's down on Darnold, right? Yep. What were they saying about him 3-4 years ago? Gonna be awesome.
Yep. Even TJ Houshmandzadeh, Chris, who worked out with him and could do nothing but rave about the guy. He's an all-pro wide receiver in the NFL, played a long time. I would say he knows a little something about catching footballs from somebody, right? And whether they got it or not, he was
Absolutely.
All in.
Absolutely. So it's interesting, Rob. I wonder, and again, I haven't seen them enough to really know it, but are they drafting another Sam Darnold? And I'm not even saying this like another guy that's going to fail, because I do still think the verdict's out on Darnold. I mean, obviously it hasn't been a great start, but he has some things working against him. We'll see what he does in his new place. But are they drafting another Sam Darnold? It's possible, right? Because Darnold, nobody was more touted than Sam Darnold.
Yeah, you just don't know. And then you just brought up the other point that I think is fair and is accurate. You don't have as long as a leash, Chris, as you used to have in this league.
Right.
You just don't.
You weren't even always expected to start your first year, right? In a lot of cases.
No, a lot of cases. We told that. We always talk about Aaron Rodgers, Chris. 3 years. Can you imagine nowadays a guy of his talent didn't play for 3 years? Can you imagine he sat there?
He'd be labeled a bust.
Right.
What were they thinking?
3 years.
You got
years
Brett Favre.
Yep.
For here's Peyton Manning. First year, Rob, 26 touchdowns, 28 picks.
Yep.
Led the league. Now, his second and third years, he made the Pro Bowl.
Oh, did
26 touchdowns. Yeah. Second and third years, he threw for over 4,000 yards both years. Second year, 26 touchdowns, 15 picks, which today people might roll their eyes at, right?
Well, that's a lot of picks. No.
Right. And then his third year, he led the league in yardage and touchdowns with 33, but still had 15 picks. Fourth year, 26 touchdowns, 23 picks.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
they threw a lot more picks back then.
But the thing is, Chris, if you look at Jameis Winston's first 5 years or 4 years, I think he had less picks than Manning.
No, like I wouldn't doubt it.
If you look at the number, because Manning had a lot. You just said it. Even in his fourth year, he jumped back up into the 20s. Right,
but you know
that would have gotten out of his system.
Right, you just can't compare, you know, the numbers without the context, because you can look up Hall of Famers, who had tons of picks. I mean, not even just Brett Favre. You know this. Because you could hit the quarterback. You had to worry about getting clocked. The receivers had to worry about getting clocked. You know what I mean? It was a different game. And so it doesn't mean these dudes are better, even though they're really good nowadays. But it was just a whole different game. And so the numbers, for all you youngins out there that's going to look up Terry Bradshaw and say, what? He wasn't awful. All that. Right. Remember the guy was saying Ryan Fitzpatrick has more touchdowns than Troy Aikman?
Yep.
It's a different game, man. Different game.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.